three reasons not to work with a fertility coach in 2024.
Oh, it feels really strange saying 2024.
So it's getting to that time where we're approaching, going into a new year. It's all stretching out in front of us and we have to make decisions. We're like, right, what are my New Year's resolutions? What are my intentions for this year? How am I going to make that happen? And so this is a time when a lot of people who've been maybe toying with the idea of working with a fertility coach or therapist really focus then in on that. And it's like, if I'm going to do it, now's the time. The start of the year, let's get it done. So I wanted to record a podcast talking about why you shouldn't work with someone in 2024. And then you can listen and see if it resonates and see whether you're one of those people. So reason number one for not getting the support is that you really don't need it. You're actually totally fine. You're feeling good. You're feeling content. You're feeling happy most of the time. And you have like ups and downs as we all do, but overall you're feeling pretty good about life. And yeah, you're quite content. And actually spending time focusing on personal development and your mental health just really isn't a priority at the moment because you feel fine. If that's the case, then yeah, probably rock on. Take up a new hobby instead. Singing, crochet, I don't know, synchronized swimming, whatever floats your boat. However, if you're listening to this going, wow, nope, I haven't actually felt really relaxed or happy for quite some time, or maybe you do quite a bit of the time, but you feel that there's more you could be doing to really support your fertility using the mind-body link. If you feel that there's more you could be doing to support your mental health, to really build up that resilience, so you're going into trying to conceive, into pregnancy, into motherhood, feeling strong and resilient. So many of us, when we've been going through infertility, enter pregnancy in a kind of ball of fire, and we're finally there, and we think, oh, I'm finally pregnant, oh, I can just relax, oh, I could just chill out, all the anxiety is going to go. And then we kind of look around and we're like, oh, well, now I'm really worried about getting to the 6-week scan and the 12-week scan and the 20-week scan, and then, oh my God, I have to give birth to this human growing inside of me. And so actually the anxiety just rolls on. So the joy of working with someone and building up your resilience now while trying to conceive, it sets you up for pregnancy and it sets you up for birth and it sets you up for motherhood, because these are techniques that you can use ongoing throughout your life rather than just in the moment while trying to conceive. So yeah, have a think about it. Does it feel like you are really maximizing and doing everything you can to use the mind-body link to really support yourself, not just to improve your quality of life now in the moment, but to actually double your chances of conceiving in 2024? The studies that I share and the research into this subject are absolutely fascinating. If you haven't already, then do check out the free classes that I run. I'm running another one in a few weeks' time where I'm going to be sharing the research and the background into why these techniques are so powerful while we're trying to conceive and what they can do to support you. You can sign up for that on my website, embracefertility.co.uk, and the big button saying free class. Pop your details in, and in the meantime, I'll send you an ebook which talks about a lot of the studies, which is the first few chapters of my upcoming book, which is going to be published in September 2024. And so you can read through the studies and then start practicing some of the techniques through the Embrace Fertility Mind Body app I have created for you. All of that is free, so just pop your details in at embracefertility.co.uk. Okay, so reason number two is you could quite easily, or let's rephrase that, you could, if you put the time and effort in, find a huge amount of information about fertility and the mind-body link on YouTube for free. And you could set yourself up, you could put yourself together a comprehensive program of a huge selection of techniques and practices and understanding purely for free from YouTube, as so many amazing coaches and therapists share, as I do a huge amount of free content out there. So you could cherry pick all the best bits for free from the internet and put together your own course. However, one, does that sound like a lot of work? Does it feel like, well, hang on, well, what goes with what? And is this technique best? Or is this technique best? And actually, I'm feeling really jealous at the moment. So what technique is best to go to if I'm feeling jealous? I'm feeling really depressed at the moment. What technique is best to go for that? I'm feeling really worried about deciding whether to go for treatment or not. What technique is best for that? The joy of doing a course which is led by a fertility coach is that they've made all the decisions for you. I've been doing this for 10 years. My course was created 10 years ago, and I have changed it and sculpted it and added to it over the past decade to ensure it encompasses everything that I want you to know, and not just know, but to practice, to really understand and embody about the mind-body link. So that you have these techniques that you can just go, this is what I pick up when I'm feeling this. This is what I pick up when I'm feeling this. And not be having to scour the internet trying to find the right information. Also being aware that obviously there's a huge amount being given away for free. But a lot of the time people are giving away like the top level, beginner level of information, because that's their audience. It's people who are trying to find out and understand the basic principles of techniques. And the joy of doing a course that's spread over 3 months is you really dive into, you know, the depth of these techniques, and you're really practicing them and understanding them and taking them to a much deeper level. There's a huge amount that I share in the course that I would never share just for free, because it wouldn't make any sense, because if people didn't have the understanding and the background information of how these techniques work, I can't then just throw in a really deep therapeutic technique and people will be like, whoa, hang on. You need to ensure that you're at a certain level of resilience and stability before going on and doing the deeper releasing work. So there we go. Reason number three, is you might already have the most amazing support network of friends and family. You might have friends that are going through this at the moment and actually experiencing very similar things to yourself. You might be able to talk to them, not just about the struggles of infertility or pregnancy loss, but what you can do to support yourself. Maybe they are committed to their own mental and physical well-being in 2024. And so they're understanding the techniques, they're practicing them themselves. And so the conversations you have are not just, oh, poor me, this is how I feel. And they go, oh my God, I completely understand how you feel. But they also then offer advice. They also then say, well, have you tried this meditation? Or have you tried the EFT tapping for this? Or have you tried journaling on this prompt? They have that knowledge and understanding because they're doing it themselves. And maybe you're just surrounded by people who just really get it and allow you to talk about it. They're not trying to fix it for you. They're making suggestions, but overall they're allowing you to just feel the way you feel, because that's okay to embrace every emotion that you have, especially when it comes to jealousy, to grief, to depression, which is linked to long-term trying to conceive. So does that sound like you have that in your life? And if not, then I'd strongly suggest joining a community that allows you and provides that for you. The Embrace Circle, which is the community I've built up to support the members of the Embrace Fertility Method, creates that. That all these women are going through similar things to yourself. Everyone's at a different point on their journey and going through different things. But it's all similar, and everyone has that focus of wanting to support themselves in that powerful, powerful way. So there we go. 3 reasons not to to work with a fertility coach or therapist in 2024. How did that resonate? Does it feel like you're ticking all three of those boxes, that you have the time and energy to support yourself and do that for yourself over the coming months? Or does it feel like actually it would be really good if someone's just set all of that up for me and I can just rock up, someone's going to tell me what to do when, and then guide me through? So the Embrace Fertility Method includes 12 weeks of pre-recorded videos that you can work through at your own pace at a time that suits you each week. You don't have to do it week by week if you don't want, but that's what I advise. And then every second week we have a group coaching call where you come together with other members and get that ongoing support and group coaching and therapy. And then if you want additional support, that's where you can then book one-to-one therapy sessions with me. Everything's on Zoom, people are based all over the world, and you can get that unique support that you need. If you have any questions about either the Embrace Fertility Method or the Shift Package, my one-to-one support, then just reach out through my website, go to the contact page and let me know, and we can hop on a clarity call and discuss if working together is right for you. Happy New Year!